Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always available to you online. Oh, I bet you love that in your
headphones.
I'm sorry. Available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart. I'm sorry.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Think you hate your workspace? Coming up, we're going to talk about the worst cubicles in America, maybe the world. First, though, one of the people with one of the best cubicles in America, as endorsed by Queen Latifah herself, who has actually visited Rachel Martin's cubicle once. Rachel Martin is here with today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Pope Benedict XVI is coming to Washington, D.C. The Pope had planned to visit New York to speak before the United Nations General Assembly next spring, but this week American Catholic bishops announced that Benedict will also tack on a three-day trip to D.C. It will be the first papal visit to the nation's capital since 1979. It will also be Benedict's first visit to the U.S. as Pope and the first papal visit to the U.S. since the clergy sex abuse scandal that exploded in Boston in 2002. And 5 years on, that sex abuse crisis is still unfolding. Yesterday, a Roman Catholic nun pleaded no contest to two counts of indecent behavior with a child back in the 1960s when she was a principal and teacher at a Catholic school in Milwaukee. The 79-year-old nun faces up to 20 years in prison for what prosecutors say was sex abuse of two male students. And leaders of the U.S. Catholic Church are also suffering repercussions of this scandal. Today, Cardinal Francis George of Chicago is expected to be elected president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. George has been an outspoken advocate for church reform in the wake of the sex abuse crisis, but critics say he ignored complaints that a priest in his own archdiocese was abusing boys. In other news, the income gap between black and white families in the U.S. is getting bigger. That's according to a new study expected to be released today by the Brookings Institute in Washington. The study tracked the incomes of some 2,300 families for more than 30 years. According to the data, incomes have gone up for both black and white households, mainly because there are more women in the workforce. But the increase was greater among whites. One reason for the growing disparity, incomes for black men have gone down over the past three decades. The president of the National Urban League blames the gap on inadequate schools in black neighborhoods, workplace discrimination, and too many black families with only one parent. And there's another casualty of the home lending crisis. Shares in the online investment company E-Trade fell 59% yesterday. The steep drop came after company officials said it would need to take larger than expected write-downs next quarter because the value of its mortgage-backed securities had fallen significantly. E-Trade, a pioneer in online stock trading, diversified itself after the dot-com bust and now holds $29 billion in residential mortgage and home equity loans. E-Trade stock is down 84% for the year. Analysts say the dive is part of the broader decline triggered by the unstable credit markets. Finally, a bit of Monday Night Football news for you and Luke, who is surely reveling in hometown pride today, because the Seattle Seahawks slammed the San Francisco 49ers, beating them 24-0. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Are you so happy, Luke?
I am so happy, except for the Monday Night Football announcer summed it up perfectly at the end of the game. They said, "Is Seattle that good or is San Francisco that bad?"
Ooh.
And then they said, "San Francisco's that bad."
Hey, but you take them where you can get them.
Absolutely.
You know?